Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
This is Richie here. Bush back next week. How are you? How are you getting on? I have a sense, correct me if I'm wrong, but I have a sense that we're all hanging on right now. We are halfway through the final full week of the summer holidays. Bank holiday ahead, a weekend, and then the schools are back. But personally speaking, it's been six long weeks. I just feel at this halfway point of this week, because look, tomorrow's Thursday, it's basically the weekend. Friday, it's a long bank holiday weekend. I feel like today, on this week, with payday a couple of days away, we're all hanging on. Have I got that right? Have I got it wrong? So I have a question for you. At this point, halfway point, are you winning or losing the week? It's a simple question. Maybe it's honours even at the moment. So I have a little survey. Are you winning or losing the week? I am winning this week. I break up tomorrow for a weekend in Skeggy. Signed off, The Wasp, says this text. 8:12:15. More questions than answers on that. Colin says, I'm losing so far this week. First full week I've had to work this month. Kids are only back to school on the 10th of September and the school hall is being replaced and my wife has been away on business since last Wednesday and returning this Friday. Keep going, Colin. Defo winning, says Dan in Devon. I finished at 2 today. Food delivery this morning. The fridge is plentiful. Cupboard is rammed and I don't go back to work until Tuesday. Let's have another cold one. He's calling it full-time already. It's only Wednesday. Alison's hanging on. Alison, are you winning or losing the week?
I'm definitely losing. I'm returning to work on Monday after 6 weeks' holidays, and the holidays haven't been the fastest holiday I've ever had.
I don't have to be a detective here. I've got a feeling you're a teacher.
I am, yes.
So I can understand the feeling of losing this week. Let's look back at the previous 6 weeks of fixtures, though. I'd say that you've had some good results then.
Yes, had some good results. The weather's been great. The GCSE results was fine. And I didn't have to get up early. What a bonus.
That's fantastic. So, Alison, in these last few days before school is back next week, when do you, as a teacher, have to then set foot in a school for the first time?
Monday. We're back in on Monday. We went in on results day, obviously, which was last Thursday. Back in on Monday for just an overall of the year, what's going to happen and what have you. And then the children start coming in on Wednesday. So we go back properly on Tuesday.
Well, look, I know you're not necessarily looking forward to it, but there's a lot of parents that are going to be arriving there on Wednesday morning with a massive smile on their face.
I know. Let's hope I can greet them with one.
Kira says, Richie, I don't even have kids, and I'm hanging on by my very last jangling nerve. Work kids, do they count? Yes, they do. And give me details if you're going to let me know. Paul in Castleford says, I am winning. It's the first time that I'm winning this week, but I'm in front, and it feels like 10 out of 10. Paul, let's share in the goodness. What's going on? Louise in Blackburn says, I'm definitely winning. Had Monday on annual leave. I've booked Friday as annual leave, so only working 3 days this week before a four-day weekend. Thank you, bank holidays, says Louise. Let me know how you're getting on. Kathy, winning or losing?
I'm definitely winning my week, Richie.
Now, explain to us why you are winning, Kathy.
So, my house is clean, my ironing's done, my two boys are going off to festivals tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, the house will stay clean and tidy, and there'll be food in the fridge. And then, when they come back, I'm going on holiday, so win-win.
Kathy, I think this is more than a win-win. I reckon if you look at this, right, okay, so house is clean, one goal. Ironing's done, two goals. Both kids are off to festivals, that's four goals. House will be tidy, five goals. And then when everyone's back, you're off on holiday. I'd say you're winning the week 6-0.
I feel like I've won the lottery, Richard, to be fair.
Some detail here from this text, 81215. I've had three winners on the horses at York. £85 for a £30 bet. Leeds won Saturday at Forest. Leeds won Tuesday at Forest. Paid tomorrow. Kids away Friday. Deep joy, winning the week. Gaz in Elgin says, I've definitely lost the week. Car failed its MOT today and I've had to get a tooth extraction. I'm not sure what's worse, the pain in the face or the pain in the wallet. Oof. One of those is going to last longer, Gaz. I think I know the answer. Lisa, are you winning or losing the week?
Winning.
Tell me why you're winning the week, Lisa.
We bought a new puppy on Friday, a basset hound. The house is still in one piece. No socks have gone missing.
Right, okay.
And we've slept.
What's its name?
Stanley.
That's a great name. That's a great name. So how long has Stanley been in the house? Let's think about this. Five nights?
Yeah.
I feel like you've gone very early on the celebrations here, Lisa.
No, you don't understand baskets. They're very, very lazy. So this is a win.
How old is Stanley?
8 weeks. Literally. Just fresh out the bag.
I mean, I know it's early days, right? I've got a 10-month golden retriever. It's a far livelier breed, but surely still, you've gone early on your celebrations, Lisa.
I'm staying early. I'm confident. If it goes wrong, I'll ring you in 2 weeks.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Because I'll have a dog for sale.
Hey Siri, remind me to ring back Lisa in Wigan in 8 months' time.
I don't see an app for that.
Oh.
You'll need to download one.
Shut up. Good to talk to you, Lisa.
You too. Have a good day.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Simple question on the show. Are you home or not home? Helps us tailor the show to your needs if we know what your activities are. If you're home, what are you up to? If you're not home, even more so. Why? What are you doing? Where are you? What are you up to? As an incentive, one of you will walk away from tonight's show with the limited edition and much sought after Home Time British Gas doormat. Oh yes, complete your home with that. So let me know the details. Brian in Canterbury says, I am back, but I'm not home because I'm building a home. So I'm back to the build and living on site. Quite confusing. So you're where your home is going to be, but there is no home because you're building it. If you're a fellow Alan Partridge fan like myself, I envisage you in a static caravan when Alan was revamping his home. That's what I'm thinking there, Brian, but all be exciting when it's done. Becky in Malton, North Yorkshire, is not home, just on the way to meet her daughter Sophie to begin her 30th birthday celebrations. Out tonight, birthday tomorrow, the Ivy for lunch on Saturday, and a few cheeky cocktails. Enjoy. Ollie and Mum, not home. Fish and chips at the beach. Sounds fantastic. Home, says this message. Doubling the size of the patio of our new home. By myself with a barrow, shovel and a mallet. It's grueling, but I've got cold beers and home time on, keeping me sane. Keep on going. And then finally, this feels ever so topical, and have a great night tonight, and I'm sure it would make her smile. Not home, says this message. We are on our way to line dancing for a dolly fest. Nigel from Basingstoke says, I'm not home, but I'm on my way home from working with the police at Reading Festival, and I'm back again tomorrow. This isn't a reunion that I've missed, is it? I take it you're working some kind of security, Nigel. I'm interested. Nikki, home or not home?
I'm not home.
You are not home. Right, what are you up to, Nikki?
No. Okay, so I'm now on my way to a supermarket to buy some sardines in sunflower oil and some oxtail soup.
That sounds like a misery meal. That doesn't sound very exciting. I hope you don't mind me being rude.
No, you're not being rude. And it's not for me.
Good.
Not for me.
Who's
it's
it for?
Not for me. Okay, so we've got, locally to us, we've got a lost dog. So I'm one of a tribe of volunteers who each night we make a stinky trail mix that the aim is we are going to be able to lure this dog into a trap. So there's an army of us that each night we mix this up in our kitchen, stink our houses out, and this is laid in the area where this poor little dog is, with the aim that it's going to get her into one of the traps that the search and rescue guys have got, which is going to reunite her with her owners.
Oh, I can't think of a better reason to buy sardines and oxtail soup. I've got to be honest. That's a lovely thing to try and do. I really, really hope you are successful with this.
I know. So do we. Because she's been missing since the beginning of July. So, yep, we're really hoping that it's going to work.
Good luck, Nikki. Yep. Well, look, thank you for letting us know, and we're going to send you a Hometown British Gas doormat for your good work anyway.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. That would be great. Thank you very much.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.